Maybe you ought to come on inside.
Are you trying to glamour me?
Yes.
That doesn't work on me.
Why not?
I don't know, it just doesn't. Is Bill available?
Where are you? Diane, let her in.
Oh, fuck him.
You have.
Y'all excuse me and Belle a minute. We have some business to attend to.
Where'd you find this?
Man, this smells fucking sweet.
And to think, just 5 minutes ago, you were telling us how you were living mainly on synthetic blood. You big poser.
I don't know, Malcolm. She looks like a virgin to me.
That's none of your damn business, you nosy bitch.
It is my business, Cupcake. You want to know why? Because virgin blood is the best tasting blood there is. Well, second best. The best would be...
baby's blood.
Yeah.
I get hard just thinking about it.
Ladies first. Sookie is mine.
When you came in the air went out, and every shadow filled up with doubt. I don't know who you think you are, but before the night is through, I wanna do bad things with you. I'm the kind to sit up in his room, heart sick and eyes filled up with blue. I don't know what you've done to me, but I know it's not just true. I wanna do bad things with you.
I certainly don't want to do anything to disturb your little arrangement. That's why I always bring Jerry with me, wherever I go. He's like mad money.
Somebody needs to get down on my Johnson.
Oh, she's innocent.
She's mine.
Yeah, we got it.
So, why aren't you over there taking care of your master, human? Can you see how hungry he is?
Bill, if you're hungry, you're more than welcome to have some of Jerry.
Come on, suck it.
You're already getting infected, you fucking vampire asshole. Come on, do it.
see how you like Hep B.
You motherfuckers won't be able to move for like a year.
Stop, yes, Hep D! What is Hep D?
Fucking bitch!
How does she know that? There's no way.
So some fuckers killed Marcus.
If he hadn't gotten hooked on B, he never would have let me.
Well, this has all been very illuminating. But we've got a long ride back to Monroe, and I'm sure we'll all want to have a little talk with Jerry when he wakes up.
Now, Janella, we're being evicted.
Hey! Isn't anyone even the slightest bit interested in how this little bitch knew about Jerry?
You can't speak yet, can you, sweetheart?
I can make her talk.
Diane, you forget.
Yeah. She's yours. Whatever.
Jerry, you stupid bitch. Somebody fuck with me and get away with it.
Sorry you had to witness that. Your visit was unexpected.
What's Hep D?
Hepatitis D is the only blood-borne pathogen to which we are susceptible. Malcolm must be furious.
Hepatitis?
A mutation. Relatively harmless to humans, oddly enough.
I've never even heard of it.
That's because we've kept it out of the media.
And it makes you sick for a year?
No. Just makes us weak for about a month or so. The biggest danger to us from Hep D is being captured and staked during that time.
Yeah. You don't want your weaknesses to be public knowledge.
Precisely.
And what the hell did you mean, Suki is mine?
I was communicating to the others that you were my human, and therefore I was the only one who could feed on you.
You certainly cannot feed on me.
Well, of course I can't, Suki, but had they known that, they'd have considered you fair game, and I wouldn't have been able to stop them from attacking you. It would be three against one, and Malcolm is much older than I am and quite strong.
And you and Diane dated?
We had sex once. Just after she was made vampire back in the late 1930s.
What? Gross. Bill, she's so... They're all so mean, so...
Evil. Yes, they are. They share a nest. And when vampires live in nests, they become more cruel, more vicious. They become laws unto themselves. Whereas vampires such as I... who live alone, much more likely to hang on to some semblance of our former humanity.
Here. Contact info for two electrical contractors. They're willing to come out at night and give you quotes.
Thank you.
I have to go.
Yeah, I kiss you goodnight.
No. I couldn't stand it after them.
Why are you still here?
I don't want to go home.
Okay.
Night, y'all.
Night, y'all.
Night. Can I have one of those?
I guess. As long as you're not on fire.
Sam, you think Sophie's getting serious about that vampire?
I think she's getting to know him. And once she does, I don't think she'll be getting too serious about him.
I think he's getting pretty damn serious about her.
How so?
I was over at the Stackhouses last night. He came over to call on Sookie, all cleaned up and smelling nice, looking like he just stepped out of some piece of shit movie about plantations and shit. Do you know he actually owned slaves? At least he could have done was apologize to me.
How'd Miss Stackhouse seem to feel about a vampire being in her house interested in her granddaughter?
Sam, she seemed like she was in seventh heaven. It was fucking weird. You know you don't have anybody to blame but yourself. It's obvious you're carrying a big one for Sookie. I've known it ever since I met you.
That's really not any of your business now, is it?
She's always been, well, peculiar around men. I mean, she's not going to make the first move.
Do I have to remind you that I'm your boss?
Oh, come on, Sam. Don't even try to pull any of that working for the man shit with me. You should have said something, you know it. How come you never have?
How come you never said anything to Jason?
Because I'm comfortable with him being right where he is, which is unattainable. Which is part of my whole fucked up thing. Low self-esteem, childhood trauma, blah, blah, snore. What's your excuse?
No, not everybody likes to lay their guts out on the table like that, Tara.
Yeah, they might not like it, but they all dream about finding somebody they can do it with.
You know, the funny thing is, I kind of did let Sookie know for the first time, not before last. Not even a minute before that vampire walked through my front door.
Well, if I were you, I would get in there right now while you still got a shot.
No, you wouldn't. You just said so yourself.
Wait.
She can't hear his thoughts.
For real? Well, hell, that explains everything.
I told her she can, you know, listen to my thoughts whenever she wanted
to. No, see, she doesn't want to listen to anybody's thoughts. She wants to not hear them. But that requires constant work on her part. But now she's met somebody and she can drop all that effort and just relax. Oh, man, you don't stand a chance. I'm really sorry, but you don't.
Yeah, you can go home anytime you want, Tara.
No, I can't. Really.
Thank you. God damn it, Phil! How many times do I have to tell you, do not do that?
I'm sorry, it wasn't intentional. I just got here. I wanted to make sure that you were safe.
Why can't I hear your thoughts? Do you even have any thoughts?
Oh, I have thoughts. Many lifetimes of thoughts.
So why can't I hear them?
I don't know. Perhaps it's because I don't have brainwaves.
Why not?
Because I'm dead.
No, you're not. You're standing here, talking to me.
I have no heartbeat. I have no need to breathe. There are no electrical impulses in my body. What animates you no longer animates me.
What does animate you, then? Blood? How do you digest it if nothing works?
Magic.
Oh, come on, Bill. I may look naive, but I'm not. And you need to remember that.
You think that it's not magic that keeps you alive? Just because you understand the mechanics of how something works doesn't make it any less of a miracle. Which is just another word for magic. We're all kept alive by magic, Sucky. My magic's just a little different from yours, that's all.
I think we need to stop seeing each other.
Why?
Because you don't breathe, you don't have any electrical whatever it is, your friends would like nothing more than to rip my throat out, and because vampires killed that preacher from the Fellowship of the Sun Church and his wife and baby. You look me in the eye and tell me they didn't do it.
Humans have killed millions upon millions in senseless wars. I do not hold you responsible for that.
Bill, night before last, I had to bury my bloody clothes because I didn't want my grandmother to find out I was almost killed. And tonight, I was almost killed again. Why on earth would I continue seeing you?
Because you will never find the human man you can be yourself with. It's okay.
Do not touch me! Go, please.
So, can I ask you a personal question?
Sure.
Why is it you don't want to go home?
This right here. My mama's a drunk. Not just a slurs her words drunk, a waking up in her own vomit kind of drunk.
I'm sorry.
I just can't be around her when she's gone like that.
Yeah.
I know she may end up dying, lighting herself on fire with a lit cigarette, but I can't. I won't. So, see, not only is the whole situation horrible, my guilt about it just makes it that much worse.
Why don't you get your own place?
Why don't you give me a raise?
Hadn't she ever tried AA?
She doesn't need AA, Sam. She's got Jesus. Can I ask you a personal question?
Hold on. Alright.
Are you lonely?
Yes. I am very, very lonely.
How come you don't have a girlfriend? Plenty of women in this town will go for you.
I don't know if that's the truth.
You're hot. You have a job. You're not a serial killer.
Yeah, who could resist that?
Well,
why don't you have a boyfriend?
We're not talking about me right now.
Well, I have a hard time opening up, that's all.
Oh, please. What have you got to hide that's so fucking bad in this fucking town?
No, Tara. See, instead of having a hard time opening up in a minute, I'm not going to do it.
Don't you ever get horny?
Sure.
How long has it been since you've had sex?
A few months.
That sucks.
What about you?
8 months, 3 weeks.
Oh, that sucks.
No, no. Oh, well. Well, I guess you do.
Hey, you want another one?
Are you kidding? I'm the adult child of an alcoholic.
Huh.
I'll need at least 3 more.
All right. I'll be right back.
So maybe you and I should sleep together.
Yeah, right.
No, I mean, we're grown-ups. No strings. Friends with benefits.
There, you're my employee.
Same. Aren't you sick of not getting laid? I know I am.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean we have to
do condoms.
Tara, that's a terrible idea.
All right. Whatever. I mean, I'm not looking for a boyfriend. Especially one who can fire me. This would strictly be a one-time deal. We never even have to mention it again.
No.
See yourself.
You really think you'd be able to forget about it and not let it affect our working relationship?
I've had to do much harder things than that in my life, believe me.
Because if it got weird, I'd probably have to let you go.
Big deal. You didn't even want to hire me in the first place.
Okay.
Yeah? Great.
Nice.
Yeah, I know I do.
That you've been with vampires.
And how exactly is that in your business?
Well, they fucked up, Dawn. They freaks. They fucking dead. What's wrong with you to let something nasty like that even touch you?
For your information, that was the best sex I ever had in my life. And who are you to judge? You fuck anything with a space
lying. It was the best sex you ever had. You told me I was the best sex you ever had.
Yeah, and then you stopped calling and coming to my lots. And then I met that vampire.
Which vampire? Bald-headed? Tattoos? Crazy?
No. Actually, he had a lot of hair. I met him in Shreveport at the vampire bar.
And you just let him bite you?
Yeah, and I'm not ashamed of that.
Now, you ought to be.
You ought to get off your high horse.
Is that who you thought I was tonight? When you started rubbing up against me like a cat in heat?
No, baby, I knew all along it was you.
You're a lying sack of shit. You would fuck that vampire and let him bite you if he showed up tonight.
All right. Now this is getting boring. And I think you should leave.
And you gonna throw me out? I don't think so.
This is my house.
And I ain't going nowhere.
Oh, God, just because you lost your heart on doesn't mean you have to have a fucking meltdown. Believe it or not, Jason, the world does not revolve around your dick.
Where are you going?
To get a cigarette! If I like I don't know that you're a great fuck, happens to every guy at some point or another.
Won't you stop talking about it, please?
Every guy except for vampires. Does it look like I'm laughing?
You should be.
You do not own me, Jason Stackhouse. And if I want you out of my house, you better get your sorry ass out of here.
I ain't going nowhere.
Oh, yes, you are. You are obnoxious and full of yourself and dumber than a box of hair. And now you can't even get it up. There's no reason why I should be seeing you anymore.
Oh, you're fucking crazy.
You bet your sweet ass I am. Now get the fuck out of my house.
Let me get my pants on.
I don't think I feel like waiting. Get the fuck out!
Woman!
That's right. You get the fuck out of my house, lipstick motherfucker! Whoa. Why don't you go try to fucking rear mama with that lipstick punch?
I can get it up! Bitch! Hey, you heard me. Your neighbor's a crazy bitch.
Damn bloodsuckers.
Fuck!
Don't ever sneak up on a vampire. What are you doing here?
All right, here's the deal, and this is a little embarrassing. I've never been with a man intimately for all the reasons I told you about, but I feel things when I'm with you that make me think, and I know this could be a huge mistake, one I will regret forever, but it feels like you're the one that I'm supposed to, you know, do it with, and I'm really nervous about that, and frankly, I'm scared to death of you, so can we just get it out of the way already so I can relax and get a good night's sleep? Just don't bite me, okay?
Vampires assassinated my father because of his campaign against the vampire agenda.
Theodore Newland is a hero. First casualty in World War III.
Amen.
It's Armageddon.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen. I intend to continue my father's work because it's the Lord.
Vampire bats are bats that feed on blood, feeding on the blood of animals like cows, pigs, and horses. The vampire bat requires about 8 cubits.
Oh, Malcolm, come on, baby.
Damn. I really liked Jerry.
Don't worry. We'll find you another hot little blood bag.
Let's go down to LSU tomorrow night and raid us the frat house.
Ooh, yes. I'm in the mood for something dumb, thick, and juicy.
look. Everyone's favorite buzzkill.
Hey, baby.
Yo, Mr. Mainstream. Thirsty?
No.
Hungry for something else? I remember you having a very sizable appetite.
The three of you will stay away from me and Sookie from now on.
I'm your elder. You have no authority here.
There are higher authorities.
I'm not afraid of Eric.
Hiring him.
Well, then she can speak to me.
She can suck on sunlight for all I care.
You know, you were doing nothing to help our cause.
Not everyone wants to dress up and play human, Bill.
Yeah, not everybody wants to live off that Japanese shit they call blood either. As if we could.
We have to moderate our behavior now that we are out in the open.
Not everybody thinks it was such a great idea. And not everybody intends to toe the party line. Honey, if we can't kill people, what's the point of being a vampire?
Where's Jerry?
We left him on the side of I-20. Well, most of them, anyway. I kept a souvenir, too.
Janella felt so bad about what Jerry did, she made the ultimate sacrifice.
Yo, y'all make me sick.
You used to be fun. This all on account of that little blonde breather?
If you insist on flaunting your ways in front of mortals, there will be consequences. Asshole.
Night doing all kinds of God know what. You the devil child. You ain't no child of mine.
Oh, Jesus.
Jesus ain't gonna help you.
Yeah, that's been clear for quite some time.
You sass the Lord, and I will kick your skinny ass. You hear me?
You can't even stand up. You pathetic, ugly old bitch. Oh, Mama.
I ain't ugly.
Oh, Mama, why do you want to do this to yourself?
If Jesus was here, he'd take one look at you and he'd apologize for giving me such a spiteful job.
You kidding? Jesus wouldn't even set foot inside this house. Not with the way you smell. Now, let's just go and take a shower. Okay? Get you.
Who's ugly now?
All right. You may have carried me and nursed me, but obviously you are now set on killing me. And if I'm forced to choose between you and me, guess what? You lose.
You get back here. You help me up.
You're on your own, old woman.
Out here in this heat, honey. Oh, it's barely 9 o'clock and already 80 degrees. Here, I made you some lemonade, fresh squeezed.
Thanks, Grant.
goodness, what has got into you?
I just need to stay busy right now, that's all.
What? How long have you been?
I started when the sun came up, but I was up much earlier than that. I just stayed inside.
Are you concerned about the vampire? Silky, has he done something untoward?
No. No, not at all. I'm just thinking. What I'm thinking is stay away, but what I'm feeling with my whole body is something else entirely, and I don't know whether to trust my head or
heart.
Yes.
Well, that is a dilemma. Why don't you come on inside and let me make you something to eat? If you're going to be out here working like a horse, you ought at least to have something in your stomach.
Oh, no, thanks. I'm not hungry.
I didn't ask if you were hungry.
I'm coming, hell! Beating on my fucking door! Damn!
She hit me with a fucking liquor bottle. My head is bleeding.
Stop yelling, I gotta guess.
Oh, shit.
You're in the shower.
Do you think I need stitches?
Let me see. No. You just need to put some peroxide on that. Then take two Vicodin with a big glass of red wine, then smoke some badass ganja, baby. By the time you wake up, all healed. Here. One. Two.
Mind if I stay here for a while?
Does it matter if I'm out?
No.
Then do you.
Damn. After everything I've done for that woman.
Oh, baby. Yeah. Suck on this. It'll make you feel lots better.
Mm-hmm. Oh, hi.
This is my cousin, Tara. Tara, this is
Duke. Duke Smith.
Boyfriend, you are so not a Duke.
I left the, you know.
Excellent, excellent. For the road?
All right. Hey. Call me when comes in.
I will. Ta-ta, take care. Duke.
What the hell was that?
That was a state senator.
You're a prostitute now?
I'm an entrepreneur. What? I'm supposed to be satisfied being a fucking short order cook and working on a road crew, which is basically one step from the chain gang. Hmm. But I ain't complaining, baby. No, I ain't, because it's giving me this body. And this body's going to be my fucking ticket. Yes, it is. How else am I going to get ahead in this podunk town? Already got a website. Shows do.
What's wrong with us, Lafayette? You're a state senator fucking prostitute, and I'm a bartender in a redneck bar who fucks her boss. Who's in love with her best friend.
Yeah, just take another hit off this. Wait a minute, you slept with Sam?
You know what? He barks in his sleep.
Oh, damn, white folk just all fucked up.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Hey, what's up, my brother?
Hey. Oh, hell. Starbucks come to Marthaville. If I'm gonna break down and get a goddamn cappuccino machine. Hey. You know what I really wish would come to Marthaville? Huh? Buffy? A Blade? Or any one of those badass vampire killers to take care of Mr. Bill Compton? That's what I wish. You don't care about my problems at all, do you? You just want to play, huh? One track mind. Ready? Let's go! Go in!
Marthaville's getting a Starbucks.
I cannot for the life of me see Why anybody would spend $3 on a cup of coffee with too much milk.
Arlene told me that people are less calcium deficient than they used to be because of all the fancy coffee they drink nowadays.
Oh, I never thought of that, but it does make sense.
Hey, Gran. Do you think I should continue seeing Belle?
Sookie. I can't tell you that. I can tell you that I think he is a smart, handsome, and very polite young man. But, of course, he's going to show his best side to me so that I won't stand in the way of his courting you.
He scares me.
Well, it is scary. Opening your heart up to somebody.
I think it's a little scarier, a vampire, than with a regular guy.
I suppose. Bill is the first vampire I ever met that I know of.
Not scared that he would ever hurt me. Scared because I don't know what he's thinking.
I would imagine that that wouldn't be such a bad thing for you, with your ability. You know, your grandfather used to know things.
What things?
Somebody was having money problems, running around behind their wife's back, sick, that kind of thing. Personal things they never would have told anybody about.
See, that's exactly it. If I don't stop myself from it, I hear everybody's deepest, darkest secrets. I'm sorry, that's just too much information.
But then, Earl's brother, your great uncle Francis, came back from Korea in real bad shape, all torn up from the things he'd seen. Earl knew. He was thinking about killing himself. He went over there in the middle of the night one night. Francis was just about to kick the chair out from underneath him. Already had the noose around his neck. Earl talked him out of it. I just think there is a purpose for everything that God creates. Whether it's a unique ability. Or a cup of overpriced coffee with too much milk. Vampire. God will reveal that purpose when the time is right.
Wait. I thought Great Uncle Francis did kill himself with a shotgun.
Oh, yes, he did, but that was years later.
Damn fuck, huh?
Well, hello, hotness.
Lafayette, I need your help.
I am so glad you finally recognize that truth.
You're wearing gold pants.
So what you need?
I... Do you have any... Viagra?
What?
Viagra. Do you have any Viagra?
No.
Seriously? I thought you had everything.
Jason, puppy dog, Viagra is legal. You can buy it in the drug store.
Yeah, I know, but I need it now.
Mm-hmm.
And don't you have anything that would...
Give you wood so hard a saw couldn't cut through it.
Yeah, that sounds good. I think.
Yeah, I do. But it's very expensive.
Well, how much?
$600 a quarter of an ounce.
Get the fuck out of here! What in the hell's worth that kind of money?
When did you start dealing V?
When I realized there was a market for it. Now, I don't want this getting out, motherfucker. Do you understand me?
Yeah.
The vamps don't take kindly to the juice dispenser.
Where'd you get it?
Let's just say I have an arrangement with a certain life-challenged individual who appreciate my multifaceted talents.
Damn. Is there anybody with fucking vampires these days?
Tell me something, lover. Do you want to get it up and keep it up and have the best sex you have ever had for both you and your lady?
Yes.
Take one, maybe two drops of this, no more.
Okay.
Any more and things might get a little intense, and I don't mean in a good way.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Oh, ain't nothing free in my world.
Oh, can I pay you later? I need to run to the bank.
Motherfucker, who you think I am? But I don't run a layaway program. And I ain't interested in instituting one.
Oh, come on, Lafayette. Isn't there some way you can let me pay you this afternoon? God damn it. I hate video cameras.
You know how much you can make if you had your own website? Queens all over this world will pay good money just to watch you jack off.
Hey, you said all I had to do was dance.
Okay. Dance.
Is anybody gonna see this and knows me?
Probably. There's a lot of pervs in this town.
Okay, no way. That's not cool, man.
Look. Do you want the V or not?
You need a fucking mask.
That's my Jason.
What the fuck?
I like what you're working with.
Listen, I like to do manly things, but I like baby to do
take that ass.
You. I was thinking,
oh, lover, you're gonna make me clutch my pearls.
Hey, Sophia, Sam, can you do me a favor?
Sure, maybe.
Listen, I'm set to open for lunch in about 20 minutes, and Dawn still hasn't shown up for shift.
Oh, Sam, I really need my day off.
No, I'm not asking you to come in. I just need you to run by Dawn to wake her up.
She's probably so slim.
Okay. It's me, Sookie. Honey, you overslept. Dawn? Are you here? Dom? Dom? Dom?
Pick up a pizza, pineapple, ham. Put it in the back of a Good Times van. Go out and pick up the rest of the band.